All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's safe to say that this NBA season has been a little bit tough for the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, after the Pelicans made the NBA playoffs last spring with a record of 45-37, they looked like a team that was trending upwards, but in a very surprising move last summer, Monty Williams was fired as their head coach after he had been a part of this rebuilding process that had been taking place in New Orleans. He was replaced by former Golden State Warriors assistant coach Alvin Gentry. And it's a situation where, you know, it was a questionable hire for me, to say the least. And this team, to me, has just lacked something all year long. You look at the very slow start by the Pelicans. They have a record of 14-27. They are in last place in the Southwest Division, but they're only four games behind the Utah Jazz for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. And like I said, this team, to me, I really think they've lacked cohesiveness all season long. And again, it was a very surprising firing of Monty Williams last year and replacing him with Alvin Gentry. Both coaches have different styles, and I think Williams' style blended itself more to Pelicans power forward Anthony Davis. And I mean, Davis is putting up another solid season as he's averaging over 23 points per game with nearly 10.5 rebounds. You have Ryan Anderson, who is second behind him on this team, as he is scoring nearly 17 points per game. The Pelicans just got Tyreek Evans back from injury, but then they lost Eric Gordon, their shooting guard, to a broken finger. So it's going to be interesting to see how long that keeps him out of action. But you look at the fact that New Orleans has simply lacked on the defensive end of the floor, and that's someplace where you have to, you know, win if you're going to win games, especially in the last 4 or 5 minutes of ball games. Now, to the Pelicans' credit, they have won their last three out of their last four games, and I mean, they're trying to rebound. I mean, it was a very slow start for them. They began the season with a record of 1-11, and that is so tough to climb out from under. And I think part of that was due to the fact that they were taking everything under a new voice in Monty Williams. But luckily for them, the Western Conference has not been that strong this year, at least at the bottom part. We know about the teams up top with the Warriors, the Clippers, the Thunder, and the Spurs, but they might be able to turn things around and sneak into one of those last two playoff spots in the West. And you look at the upcoming schedule for New Orleans, they will host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night, followed by another home game against the Milwaukee Bucks on Saturday. But then they have a few big ones. As this Monday, they will host the Houston Rockets. This is a team that they're chasing for one of those last playoff spots in the Western Conference, followed by a matchup at home versus the Sacramento Kings, another team that is in contention for that last playoff spot in the West. The Pelicans can still make the playoffs. There's plenty of time. Like I said, they're only four games out. But you look at the teams that are in front of them. You look at the Denver Nuggets, the Sacramento Kings, and the Portland Trail Blazers, not to mention the Utah Jazz and Houston Rockets, who currently hold those last two playoff spots out West. I see Houston holding on and getting a spot. I'm not sure about Utah, but if there's one team out of this pack that can make a surge, it's the Sacramento Kings. So that is a team right there that the Pelicans need to worry about. But most importantly for New Orleans, they have to go out there and consistently win. And they have to find a guy that is not named Anthony Davis to really step his game up. I mean, as good as Davis is, if he can get some more help from his supporting cast around him, the Pelicans can take that next step. We'll have to wait and see what will happen over the next few months. But I think the rest of the month of January and the entire month of February are going to be very important to see where the Pelicans go. I don't see them being active at the NBA trade deadline, but this is a situation with the guys that are on this team right now. They're going to have to turn it around, and they're simply going to have to make it happen. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.